Yeah, the ruling's terrible for America. I believe the Supreme Court just codified the fact that this Obamacare is a $500 million tax increase on middle-class Americans. It also is going to allow the government to eventually take over the medical destiny of all of our families, of, you know, take over where and when to seek medical treatment. And we're going to cede that to faceless bureaucrats in Washington. And that's something I think the American people aren't in favor of, which is why I believe this decision shows the importance of this campaign. It's an importance of sending somebody to Washington who wants to repeal and replace Obamacare and ensure that families have the choices, the ability to make the choices they need of where and when to send their family members and their children to go see the doctor.
You think this really, really focuses the debate on that one point, whether to repeal or to keep the law?
I think it does, and I think it shows the importance of three branches of government. I believe the Supreme Court dropped the ball on this. That's why you need to send somebody to Congress that's going to have the guts to walk in, stand up, and say, I want to repeal and replace this $2.6 trillion boondoggle today. And the only way to do that is to elect people like me to Congress and also elect a new president.
When we talk about replacing this with something else, how specific can you get? What do you want a replacement for this law to look like?
Well, I sure don't want the replacement that my opponent wants. My opponent has said Obamacare doesn't go far enough. He said he's in favor of raising taxes even beyond the $500 million that Obamacare does to implement a single-payer universal health care system that will turn our system, our health care system, into one giant government-run HMO. That's unacceptable to me, and I believe that's unacceptable to most Americans. You know, I want to create a market-based health care safety net. It's going to ensure that we lower the cost of the health care delivery system in this country, put the focus on the doctor and patient relationship so that they actually have a say in what their treatment outcomes are going to be and what the cost of those outcomes will be, and also provide a true cost-effective health care safety net to those who are uninsured, underinsured, and underserved.
Do you think that that approach can really increase the amount of access to care, whether it's with or without insurance, and by how much?
No, I do. I think once we start to focus on the problems in the healthcare delivery system rather than trying to implement a single-payer government-run system, which I think Obamacare will lead to and is what my opponent wants now, I think we can address those issues. We have to address the cost issue and the cost-effective delivery of our healthcare services. Right now, there's no cost relationship, there's no market-based relationship between the doctor and the patient. You know, it's always what insurance company are you on, and are we going to bill the insurance, how much are they then going to deduct, and what's our payment going to be? I have a friend who is an owner-operator of a wholesale lawnmower business, and he wanted to go get his knee scoped, wanted to get arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He had a healthcare savings account. He called a surgeon and said, what does it cost to get an operation on my knee? That surgeon's office couldn't answer the question. All they could tell him was what they would bill the insurance company, which is not the true cost of that knee surgery, because there are other costs that are involved in that. And that's the type of relationship between the doctor, doctor's office, and the patient that I think we need in this country, and that will lead to lower prices and better health care delivery and better coverage to individuals.
In making your case to the voters, do you think having the constitutional questions, or at least the immediate constitutional questions of this law decided, makes it easier to make your case because the law is really there? Or does it make it harder to make your case because it's sort of a fait accompli and things are already happening with the law?
I think it's much easier to make my case. This is a very defining moment, not only in this congressional race in the 13th District of Illinois. This is a defining moment in America where the Supreme Court has rendered a decision that is absolutely wrong for America. But what it did, it showed us that there's certainty that when the Democrats and Obama want to take over health care, that it's okay for them to do as long as they're in power. It's also okay for them to tax Americans $500 million, and it's okay for them to cut $500 million out of Medicare just to get their program implemented and to create a board of directors, mind you, that's going to decide the healthcare future of this country around a table of less than 20 people. That's what today's decision did, and that is exactly why we need to send people to Washington who are going to take this decision and fix it the only way that it can be fixed, and that's through the legislative process, through the equal branch of government called the U.S. Congress. That's what I intend to do when I get elected in November, and that's what I think the American people want us to do, and I'm looking forward to earning their support.
Okay, Mr. Davis, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.